Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
Well, it's now or never, folks. It is now or never. I hope every time you watch the news, you tell yourself, is this it? Is this now? I don't want you to believe that you have time. If we don't start, because it takes, as I tell people, it takes a lot of time to create a wall of sandbags to protect your house. And that filling of a sandbag isn't done just really quickly. You just don't take the sandbag and kind of throw it across the sand and you can fill it up that way, kind of like a measuring cup in sugar. No, you actually have to have somebody hold that sandbag. You have to have somebody with a shovel and actually drop that in. Now, there are other, I'll say, tools that you can use to hold the sandbag open for you, but you still have to shovel each of those bags unless you have the machinery to automate that entire process for you. But 9 times out of 10, when it comes to sandbags and digging in and protecting yourself from a flood or for whatever you need those sandbags for, that takes time. And so when we look at what we've got going on and what we have to do to finalize and get to a point where we're fully protected from the storm, because we're in the storm. Are you filling sandbags now yet? No. That's why it's now or never, because the storm is going to intensify. I've been saying this for 5 years, or six, actually going all the way back to 2013 when I was working with Douglas Gibbs on his radio show. We are in the storm, and it is only intensifying. And for the longest time, I used to say, instead of it's now or never, well, I took a look out my window, and I looked through the news, and I have scanned everywhere, and there is no sign of a letting up of tyranny. There is no, even during the President Trump's term of office, there was no indication that we were going to be relieved of the majority of the tyranny we're living under. Now, tyranny doesn't necessarily have to be oppressive. It is having an apparatus that is unconstitutional. It's arbitrary law. It's law that is not based on law at all. It is actually, these things are based on violations of the law, which absolutely makes it despotic and or tyrannical. I'll give you a good case in point. The Department of Labor. There's no basis in the Constitution for the federal government to be able to regulate labor, and yet they do. And how much of your life, your daily work that you do, has something to do and or is some way regulated by the Department of Labor and the federal government? Shouldn't be that way. Shouldn't be that way at all. Just imagine life without all of the tyranny that we're living under. So as we kind of go forward, one of the things I want to get into is the callousness and the hypocrisy when we hear people talk about the Constitution. It's kind of like you see people nowadays getting triggered in talking about democracy. When we hear people, you know, going on and on, I forget who it was that I saw make a post, that the next time they hear Tucker Carlson call America a democracy, they're just going to, you know, wring his neck. And I go, well, good. I hope you can get close enough to him. It's about time we actually started looking at how they use these words. Because when they use the Constitution, they're not using it as its design and what it is intended to do. They use it as, well, it's the supreme law of the land, but it's whatever they say it is. This is why you, if you're not aware of the annotated Constitution, go look it up. There you go. You have 3,500 pages, if not more, of how they interpret and how they're going to treat the Constitution and what it means. This is why we talked about definitizing the Constitution, or my first call for was canonizing. And we want to get into that process and what that would require and how to do that. You know, leaders lead and people will follow. Even leaders will follow a good lead. So, I want to give you a buzzword, and I want everybody to start using this buzzword when it comes to their public servants. Either lead on the Constitution or get out of the way, because we'll find somebody that will. The buzzword or the little phrase, lead on the Constitution or get out of the way. Nice, pithy, to the point. Because bottom line, we hear lots of people talk about the Constitution. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to call out Liz Cheney today because it came to my attention. It's come to my attention that she is so repugnant to liberty, and she's an embodiment of the elitist class that is sitting at the altar of power, where she's done nothing to truly deserve representing the good people of Wyoming, and her father and the political class. This happens in every state. But I'm telling you, you're going to watch Liz Cheney get plucked off. The only way Liz Cheney gets reelected is because Harriet Hagman is such an abysmal failure in challenging her. Because the primary should be very clear. Harriet Hagman should be winning that. So, with that, we're going to talk a little bit about Harriet Hagman and Liz Cheney, what should be happening, and how Harriet should actually be attacking her, because this is how we need to look at attacking any of the rhinos that are occupying offices today. Any of them, period. So, with that, let us just kind of take a quick gander at the obligatories so that we can dive into that topic. As you know, this is the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions, and this show is also sponsored by republicreview.org. And every once in a while, I'm going to be on Rumble. I haven't been there for a while, but I'm going to presume that someday they'll probably have me back. It seems that there's a lot of interest in, you know, getting connected and so forth. But, well, I tell you what, getting that time with, you know, when the opportunities present themselves, when I have a chance to spend some time with my beautiful bride, that has to trump, because of the situation that I have. We don't know how much time we have, folks, and you want to make sure that your loved ones are, you know, recognize the fact, or at least feel, and, you know, have that what do you want to call it, the confidence, the confirmation that they are the most important thing in your life, because they are the most important thing in my life. And so anyway, I had a weekend where I was blessed, because my wife usually works on the weekends, but not this past weekend. So anyway, I was unable to get a lot of things done this weekend, but that was because it was outweighed by the blessing of having time with my beautiful bride. Anyhow, Fortitude Financial Coaching. If you need financial coaching and assistance to get on top of your debt, and you could go and pay people to do this, might as well get yourself a good coach of somebody that really cares, somebody that actually wants to help. Give him a call, Gary Smith at Fortitude Financial Coaching. His contact information is on Reclaiming the Republic on our links page, or on our other links page. And so if you can't find it, I will, you know, just email me and I'll send it to you. That's how much we support him. Anyway, there are also free Constitution classes at theconstitutioneducation.us. If you want to learn about what the progressives understand about the Constitution, take a Hillsdale class. You know, there's lots of people that recommend Hillsdale. I'm not. But if you want to understand how the progressives, because Hillsdale College is not leading the charge about definitizing the Constitution. They recognize that we're in a constitutional crisis, and they don't even point to all of the unconstitutional powers and so forth. So anyway, if you're looking for a purist constitutional education and something that really is designed more for kids and that type of stuff, or for families and first timers, you know, I want to dive into this. This is rocket science to me, at least so I think, and you'll find out it's not. ConstitutionEducation.us. Now, Timber Nation Hardwood Furnishings. Check out TimberNation.com if you want to get the hardwood furnishings. You know, there's not a person that hasn't seen this desk that has said, wow. They've all gone, wow, that is a nice desk. Solid hardwood. There's not a piece of particle board at all. And it's very well built. Very well built. You'll get the pictures, and they will be up on Timber Nation someday soon. It's just one of the things I realized when I got this desk is that I didn't want to just write on it. I said, you know, I need to put a protective platform or protective layer, like either glass or like a polycarbonate type of protection on the top of it. So that's what I ended up doing. We got that cut this weekend. We're going to be doing some studio work probably this coming weekend so that we'll have it done nice and cleaned. And hopefully by the weekend or early next week, we will have these pictures off to Timber Nation. They will be blown away. Anyway, with that, we will be back with the last of our sponsors and getting into the meat. We'll be right back after these two promos. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so as we were kind of rounding up the, what we call the obligatories, as you know, and we were just kind of talking about Timber Nation, we also have another sponsor that we support, actually not a sponsor, an endorsement we have for another product, and it's called RadioDustCovers.com. The gentleman, I think he's a refugee out of California by now, because last time we talked, he was getting ready to kind of pack up and leave. If you live in a dark blue state like California, they're taking your wealth from you. There's no way you can ever get ahead. As a matter of fact, everybody sees their wealth being basically ripped away from them. And if you want to understand, you know, how these things happen and what have you, maybe you ought to read the book by Adam Smith called The Wealth of Nations. He talks about how government becomes so oppressive and actually starts doing things that forces people to do illegal things or violating these types of laws. Anyway, as you also know, we have Ad Local as another endorsed product or services. And if you're looking for IT type of services where you want to have a domain and that type of stuff, give them a call, okay? Our comment line, 425-270-5416. Any questions whatsoever, call. Any comments you want to make, you can even send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I do reply. I do respond. And so, anyway, we're going to get back into definitizing the Constitution as we lead towards the content of things that, you know, things that you should be reading, but you haven't. But let's harangue more on the party. I cannot emphasize this enough. If you want to be a part of the Republican Party, the Republican Party is, you know, it's a part of the Uniparty. It is a part of the problem. However, there's one place that is making national news regarding the Republican Party. And when you hear rhinos and progressives doing what they can to spread propaganda and trying to basically project this radical right of the Republican Party, you know, that when they've got their sights on a state party that they consider a radical right, what does that mean? That means, oh, they support the Constitution. They support a confined and limited government. And I happen to, I'm telling you folks, if you want to be a part of that Republican Party, the only state you can live in is Wyoming. Now, because Wyoming and the Republican Party in Wyoming is under attack, well, that means that either the Wyomingites or Wyomians or whatever you call them, I think it's Wyomingites, if you know anybody, you better tell them, you better get in touch and start supporting the Republican Party, because the nation's, what they're trying to do is they're using the progressive media to spin them so that they can seize control. The last thing the RNC really wants to do is to flex its muscle and say, you do not represent us. Because in so doing, they will indict themselves as not being a party that supports the Constitution. Because clearly, this is how they talk. And I'm going to read some of the words that came out of this article. So you just got to know, you've got to understand what the heck they're talking about, what they're doing. And so this was, I believe, Liz Cheney's comment. And this is an article, let me see here. This is an article out of the Star Tribune out of Wyoming. And she says this: there are people in the state party apparatus of my home state who are quite radical. And some of those same people include people who were here on January 6th, include a party chair who has toyed with the idea of secession. Well, hold on here. You know, when the federal government is so tyrannical, it's not about toying. It's about saying either we secede or we go down this path of republic review. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that they absolutely support republic review, because that would save the union. That would save the Constitution. They understand that if you want to actually start making it easier and easier for the left to go ahead and, you know, get rid of the Constitution, then what the best way to do that is to secede. Because once you're out of the marriage, once you're out of the union, you have no say. You no longer are a party to that union, and you become muted. You become inept. Impotent. There you go. That too. So the article goes on. It is clear the state party stands on our Cheney already. So by stating this, This is what the party basically said. To further her own political agenda, Representative Liz Cheney has not only caused massive disruption, distraction, and division within the House conference, but has also willingly, happily, and energetically joined forces with and proudly pledged allegiance to Democrat Speaker of the House, Pelosi, as a means of serving her own personal interest while ignoring the interests, needs, and the expectations of Wyoming Republicans. The resolution that that unrecognized her, that's what that was from. So the party actually passed a resolution that did not recognize her as a Republican anymore. That's how far this has gotten. I want you to understand, they do not recognize her. Now, she's going to be running as a Republican, but they've basically exiled her to be able to wear that brand, but they don't have the power to do that. And this is what I was talking about. The power, if your party doesn't have the control over your politicians like this, then because the Republican Party is really owned by the RNC. And the fact is that when you look at the laws that these Republicans and the Uniparty has placed into the states, you can't stop somebody from being labeled as whatever they want to be labeled. It's their choice. Why have they created laws like this that do not represent and protect the brand? Why? Because this is how they can continually dupe you. They can fool you into saying, well, these people, this is how, because 80% of the voters vote blindly. And they don't really care which way it goes because, for the most part, in most cases, the party controls everything. Or I should say, those who control the party are controlling everything. And if you start looking at it from that perspective, you have to start recognizing that either you move your butt to Wyoming, to where, you know, they're actually standing up against the party, or you have to become a part of the Constitution Party or the Independent American Party. I'm including that because of this awesome conversation I still haven't even gotten into. But I've been able to talk to different leaders at different levels, not at the top level, but at different levels. And I believe we actually have a way where we can actually shine a light in the darkest times of American history. We can truly shine a light that everybody can actually, you know, use as a guide to basically vector in, to make adjustments on their course, to become, you know, a part of that light, to actually come to and become a part of the light. Anyway, moving on, this is also what was said. I think that it's really important when you have somebody who has demonstrated his lack of fidelity to the Constitution, someone who's at war with the rule of law, you cannot entrust that person with the power of the presidency ever again. That's Cheney talking about Trump. Cheney said in an interview on the anniversary of the insurrection, and again, it's critically important for the Republic that he not be anywhere close to the Oval Office again. So here I am telling you that President Trump can be reinstated and chosen constitutionally, but when you have Republican rhinos just like him, just like Liz Cheney, and these other rhinos out there, they absolutely have to be replaced. So the question for Harriet Hagman is, will Harriet Hagman actually support the acknowledgement that the Electoral College was unconstitutional? Will Harriet Hagman actually make and take the stand that Trump, going into chambers and voting, that Trump will be the president? Because she will be the only vote for the state of Wyoming. She could be a solid vote for President Trump to counter that solid vote from California. Do you understand the power of the Republican form of government? All of the representatives that California has, it is still one state to one state when it comes down to things like that. And that's how it should be. They rejected in the Constitutional Convention an apportionment and the representation of all the people as a collective whole, that each state deserved its own autonomy and own representation. This is American republicanism. This is where we started understanding the sovereignty of the sub-element of government. So when we come back, I'll kind of finish these comments, and then we're going to dive into the more ragging on the Republican Party. And so I hope you can take it, but we need to clear the air here. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, health care, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so don't forget, we also live in a Republican form of government, which means that we are to have our own representatives. California gets theirs, right? New York gets theirs. Wyoming gets theirs. But here's the fact. When you actually look at who gets theirs and who has theirs and what that all means, it means nothing. And they have destroyed the Republican form of government, of true representation, by allowing money to be able to cross all of these lines. Now, why is this important? Because when we look at the races in Kansas, what have you, or Wyoming specifically, because that's where we're focused right now, on this rhino Liz Cheney. And as a matter of fact, and she's embracing the globalist agenda. If you do not understand what that means, it means that she's an elitist, big-time elitist, that is helping promote subjugation to a globalist state. Because bottom line, the policies and everything else that we've been doing, that she's been support. I mean, she uses rhetoric. That's all she does. And when she actually went against Trump for his impeachment and says that he's unconstitutional and so forth, she's crossing that line because she's using dogma and rhetoric instead of actually facts. I mean, show me, Liz Cheney, how Donald Trump actually violated the Constitution, because I can actually point out some things that he did, but it pales in comparison to Obama. It pales in comparison to her father and Bush. It pales in comparison to the Clintons and Bush's senior father, Herschel Walker. I can even point out constitutional violations by President Reagan. So what is she saying? What is she saying? She is using lip service, and she is trying to make this underlying tone, because who cares about the Constitution? The left doesn't. Surely they don't care. And the only time the left and or the progressives, when they use the Constitution, it is in the form of rhetoric and hypocrisy. And so that's what she's doing. She's using rhetoric and hypocrisy and trying to shine this radical light upon, you know, Wyoming. Well, you know what? If Wyoming is so bad, if the party is so bad, and who is the party? The party is the people themselves. It is the ultimate grassroots in politics, right? It's a bottom-up organization. And to be very, very clear, the reason she is running scared and the reason she is saying all of these types of things is because they need to cast this bluish light over Wyoming. Because if she loses this seat, the Republican establishment is going to be very concerned. And when I say the establishment, I'm talking about the Uniparty. So if we're a Republican form of government, listen to this. If we're a Republican form of government, who has a right to influence the election of who will represent the people in this given congressional district? Can the people from different congressional districts actually come over and say, hey, we want you to vote for this person? Well, it seems like, because the adage is, he who pays the piper calls the tune. Well, if these people are paying for it, then if that person wins, who are they really going to be supporting and who are they really representing? They're representing the people that are paying for them. So Liz Cheney, who is coming into this re-election year, guess how much money she's put on the table? I'm going to read this so that you understand how certain House races take the magnitude of billions of dollars. And I'm not kidding. This is out of, what's the name of this rag here? KCSR KPBY ChadRad.com. And this is basically their news. And so this is what they're reporting as of July 2021. And you know the money has gone up significantly since then. Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming, a little redundant, may have been targeted for re-election defeat by Donald Trump and his supporters. But she apparently still has plenty of friends. Financial reports filed with the Federal Election Commission on Thursday show Liz Cheney had a record fundraising quarter, bringing in $1.88 million and pushing the cash total to $2.8 million. When you start looking at that, and that's what her chest has. When you're talking about, you know, that many millions of dollars, I'm going to tell you that there's probably even more than that, because if you look at how the media runs these ads, you can't pay for that Tribune article that is shining a negative light on the Republican Party. You can't put a price to that. You cannot put a price to when the actual, you know, mainstream media is publishing articles in favor of a particular person that's a candidate against the party and the challengers and so forth. Do you understand what she's spending money on is really going to be spending money in compromising people? Hey, we want to give you some money, you know, and they're going to do, this is what they do all the time. They pay off people to actually go out there and to start, you know, singing the song of leading or what have you. And I'm telling you, anybody that has any type of credibility in Wyoming, their soul is for sale. if they actually buy into and support Liz Cheney. Now, even though we're talking millions of dollars, I am telling you that she is walking in with money that does not belong in that race. That money, the only money she should be able to use to support a political candidate's race, the only money, because see, the federal government started doing this a long, long time ago because they actually started using money. Remember in your taxes, you could select a dollar to go towards the federal, the candidate for the presidential candidate, or $2 or something like that for you and your spouse. Well, what that means is that the federal government was handing out money. Oh, sure, they were handing out money to everybody, but they were already polluting the well. The federal government should not be getting involved. No entity should be able to have any say. And when I say have any say, money talks. And so when they throw money into a congressional race, into a state race, where that money's coming from a source that has nothing to do with that congressional race or nothing to do with that state race, then that right there is what we would call election interference. I mean, if Russia was doing it, if China was doing it, they were trying to influence a particular election in a state or in a congressional district or even in a county. Well, all of a sudden, everybody would recognize that money that's coming from China. Hey, that's meddling in an election. Well, how is it not meddling in an election from the communists of California throwing money into Georgia? How is it not meddling in an election when corporations that have no presence whatsoever in that particular congressional district or in that county, like Walmart or Amazon, they don't have any physical presence there, and they're throwing money into those races. Folks, you want to stop all of this? You want to shut Liz Cheney down? Call her out and start demanding that all elections be local, that all the influence must be local in every election. You cannot allow outside influences, outside money, not even PACs. If a PAC is going to be influencing anything, it has to actually occupy, brick and mortar occupy within the race, the area of the race. In other words, if it's a city race, they have to actually be within that city. And all the money that they use for operations has to come from that city. And all the money that they use to inject into the advertising and everything else must come from within that city. That keeps the bigger cities from being able to influence the little cities. That keeps the bigger states or these global billionaires from being able to buy our government anymore. That's republicanism. That is the true essence of republicanism. Now, I've spoke to Harriet a couple of times, and I would like to actually have her on. I think we need to interview her because my gut tells me that until I actually hear her tell me, because she's a lawyer, until I hear her tell me that she would put the Constitution over any loyalties to anything else, she's no longer going to be an officer of the court, that she will be an officer as a public servant for the people of Wyoming, and that, you know, that her association to the court is literally put into the closet and left there. Because, as you understand, and I've said this before, there are many people that have these conflicts of alliances. And I would challenge anybody, because this is one of the reasons why lawyers do what they do. This is one of the reasons why the 13th Amendment was ratified and then it got somehow unratified in the 1820s, because around 1819, 1820, it was ratified, and then it all of a sudden just magically got unratified. Anyway, we're out of time on this topic, so we'll be right back moving forward on Electoral College and so forth.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so, excuse me. This goes back to Friday when I was being asked, well, what does it take? You know, there are no 30-second elevator pitches. You just can't do this quickly. But what does it take to actually get the Electoral College and this American Republicanism paradigm ingrained back at the county level and above, within the state and throughout the republic? Okay, so we have to start getting people to start looking at just this type of thing. Who is it that should be represent? Who is it that should be paying for our representation? Can we allow China? Can we allow England? I mean, I'll tell you what, if England tried to pay for the campaigns in America in our first constitutional run, or in any of the cases back in the framers' days, you know, supporting somebody else instead of Madison or what have you, a challenger to Madison, how would they react to that? They would consider that political warfare. It is political warfare. When you inject something to actually tries to influence and or change the outcome, it's just the same thing as force. When you inject force, you are doing something to change the outcome of whether somebody occupies this land or doesn't occupy that land. Political warfare is not your typical thing, but it is just like regular warfare. Economic warfare, the same. We are under a myriad of different warfare tactics, from economic, social, political, and I am here to tell you that making elections local ends the political warfare in America once and for all. One of the things that Madison was absolutely just abhorred with is this concept of having to buy drinks. The first time he ran for office, which was, I think, in the Continental Congress, or at the state, I think it was a state legislator, he refused. He refused to buy drinks on election day for people to vote for him. Well, the next election, he did. He bought them, and he got elected because he was the preferred one. He really thought he would have won on the merits, but when he didn't shell out the money, that was the evil paradigm that people had. Well, people tend to gravitate towards these things of, hey, what's in it for me? They're a bunch of WIFMs, right? What's in it for me? That's what a WIFM stands for. So when we look at these WIFMs today and how they vote, well, what are you going to give me? I want free health care. I want this and this and this. They understood that they created a government that could not allow that to happen. Well, you may want it, but you can't get it. You have to champion an amendment to the Constitution. And good luck with that, because that takes a lot. It's a lot of effort getting 38 states to all agree to surrender this liberty to go to the federal government, when it would be far better executed by the states if the states just agreed on a path forward in doing that. The problem is that the states have their own little cabals. The states don't want to unify. So this goes back to this concept of unification, and how can we create this light? How can we create a light to start educating people? Because if we're going to bring this paradigm of republicanism and education on the Constitution down to the county level, if we're going to do that, then I believe it is paramount that we actually have what I would say a unification as kind of like this miraculous event. How often have you ever seen parties unify? Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen a party unify? No. As a matter of fact, it is antithetical to the concept of a party. What ends up happening is parties become subdivided. On the left side, you have all of these subdivisions, but they are all still in sync, hook, line, and sinker with the Democratic Party, the mother organization. However, that's because they all believe in statism and they all believe in communism to some degree. Whether that be the Green Party, all of these different parties want their own form and emphasis of communism. But the Communistic Party still prevails. So they haven't really fought against the mothership. They are still supporting it. They're trying to influence the direction of the mothership. Now, on the converse side, when you look at the conservatives and you go, okay, so the libertarians, they broke away, and we've got the Constitution Party, and now with the Independent American Party, there's probably a couple of other parties out there. Taxed Enough Party, the Tea Party, you know, these different conservative parties that are splintered away. In some ways, you can really tell that some parties, like the Tea Party, really didn't splinter too far away from the Republican Party. They just tried to influence it. But ideologically, the Libertarian Party and the Constitution Party and the Independent American Party actually, you know, went away ideologically. The Libertarian Party got lost, and over the past few years at least, it's very evident, and I've talked to Libertarian leadership, they have been compromised by anarchists, and anarchists are driving the ship. And I have told you time and time again, an anarchist organization is a tool for communism. Why? Because when people look at these idiots and say, we want everything to be free, we don't want to have any government, taxation's theft, all that type of stuff, then people go, well, that's stupid, that's nonsensical. You know, we need to have, you know, and it makes people start turning back towards government as a solution. When we look at liberty-minded people and creating limited government, specified and defined government, now we're talking about some cognitive processes. We're talking about people that, you know, don't trust government, and we have to figure out how, what little powers we can give them, you know, to do these types of services, and which government would be the best to do it. That's actually thinking. That's actually solving problems. But the Libertarian Party, they've stopped solving problems. They've gone down, like I said, they've gone down this leftist approach. So in my book, they're really more of a attractor for the statist side or the leftist side. when we look, and I know there's some good libertarians out there, but most of them have to admit that the anarchists have taken over. Believe me, I've had leadership tell me, at state level leadership, tell me that they've been taken over by anarchists. Now, in the dark red states, possibly not, but in the blue states, definitely. And so if you're looking at the model that they use and the way they, you know, get their candidates at national level and so forth, you cannot avoid having that influence steer the ship. So let's talk very specifically about the two conservative parties that are still out there that actually have the exact same footing and exact same position. It would be the Independent American Party and the Constitution Party. So let me ask you this, and let me just kind of give you this imagery or this picture, that if you took the Constitution Party and you took the Independent American Party and you looked at where their presence is, because the Independent American Party is in a few states that the Constitution Party isn't, and the Constitution Party has lost control of over a few states because of the nature of the Constitution Party being a little bit less controlling over their brand. And so that's why, you know, you've got a couple of states, or I think four states, that are, you know, out marching to their own drum, and they're not in tow with the national level. As far as I see this, I see that there's an opportunity for, and it creates an opportunity of leadership, because a leader will actually put aside their own differences and actually say, you know what, we need to change, and they convince other people to change, and they merge together on that change. I would love to see the Independent American Party and the Constitution Party actually merge on the Constitution, putting aside their unique differences, because those things aren't important. Those things are not important as the Constitution. Focusing solely on the Constitution, creating that platform that I've talked about that is focused strictly on compliance to the Constitution. If it is not an enumerated power, if it's not an enumerated role or responsibility, is there an enumerated role for the federal government to manage any land within the state? Absolutely not. The enumerated roles within the management and possession of land is right there in Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 17, that they can, you know, they can possess land for military purposes, magazines, armories, and ports, and so forth. Or they can also have needful buildings within the states, but that's it. Needful buildings to, you know, run, you know, like immigration or the importing of goods and the, you know, the inspection of materials coming in and out to make sure that we're abiding by the laws that the federal government has created on importation and exportation. That's it. I mean, it's very clear. Those powers are enumerated. So they don't have anything in the Constitution that has enumerated them the power to regulate trees or the power to regulate anything within a state. And owning state property, even for people such as reservations, that power does not exist. A state is independent and sovereign, and they're all equal with the same footing. We can get into this in more detail, but we will get back to the Party and Republicanism. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.